24th year of the Waukesha County Board of Supervisors to order. Please join me and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Board members Howard, Mikulski, and Paulson notified they'd be absent today. We're expecting Supervisor Cummings.
Okay. Getting slip ahead of time for any public comment. So now we'll move to County Clerk and correspondence and announcements.
Okay, there have been 7 claims filed since our last meeting, and the county exec signed all ordinances from the July meeting.
All right. Regarding announcements from County Board Supervisors and myself, my first announcement for those of you, I know there's a few on the board served at the same time, former supervisor who represented Heartland, Rick Stevens, he passed away yesterday. And he had had several complications between cancer and some other issues. We just learned he passed away yesterday. As soon as we get any additional information, I'll get it out to you. So we'll try to do that. So let's see, other supervisor, I got one other big announcement. And this I need your help on. If you are going to make it to the public hearing on September 25th, you all know what the September 25th public hearing is by now. We'll be holding a public hearing at the Waukesha County Expo Center starting at 6 o'clock. And this will be on the Wanaki proposal by the executive to propose the closing of Wanaki. So that will be the evening of the public hearing. And if you are going to make it, please let Sarah know. We're trying to get a count. I need to know, and I especially need to know from finance and land use who's going to be there so that I can convene that meeting on behalf of those two committees, if possible. All right. Supervisor Crowley, you had an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I've distributed at your desk a flyer on an event that's going to take place at the Waukesha County Airport, Kreitz Field, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. Hours you'll see Thursday and Friday from 10 to 7, and then Saturday from 10 to 4. The event is Rise Above, Triumph Over Adversity, the Discover Tuskegee Airmen. It's a presentation, a moving presentation in many ways. I have personally not seen it and did not know much about the Tuskegee Airmen and their role in World War II. I certainly will be participating. The Waukesha County Airport will be honoring Wisconsin's only Tuskegee Airman, Alfred Gorham. Alfred lived in Waukesha back in 1932, graduated from Waukesha High School in 1938, was accepted at Carroll College, but then he became a fighter pilot and was assigned to Tuskegee, Alabama, and joined the 301st Fighter Squadron in Italy. There's a whole lot more details that I'd love to share with you about it, but I think it's best that you have that opportunity to get out there and witness such a display that they're gonna have. There's a movie. We do have a special invite on Thursday, there's a 30-minute version of the Rise Above movie between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Thursday for elected officials. So if you can get out over lunch to view that. The airport really came together, lots of sponsors located at the airport and around the airport that helped put this together. And you'll see it in the media. There'll be a lot of media coverage over this. And I actually witnessed the Red Tail PT-51 fly over the airport today, so it's in town. So exciting event at the airport. And if you haven't been out to the airport in a while, get out there a little bit early and check out our terminal. Looks great. Thank you.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Supervisor Crowley. Seeing no other announcements, we will move on to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. I have a motion by Supervisor Moore, second by Supervisor Johnson. Any additions, deletions, changes? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We will pass the meeting minutes. Tonight, the votes needed are all majority, all majority. Our first committee is Land Use, Parks, and Environmental Committee. We will hear Ordinance 174-0046.
I'm sorry. Amend the text of the Town of Waukesha Zoning Code by repealing Section 42-35 and various related subsections regarding conditional use provisions.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 174-0046.
Second by Supervisor Widow.
Thank you. This ordinance was heard at Lupe. However, we have since been notified by the town that they would like to take additional action on this topic and anticipate some further changes to their zoning code before we approve this.
Supervisor Mitchell.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, at the request of the Town of Waukesha, I make a motion to table Ordinance 174-0046.
I have a motion and I have a second by Supervisor Wolf. Okay. Do not have a date certain. They will be putting it forward as needed.
We have to trick the voting system to go to a... Okay.
Okay.
Moved is by Mitchell and second by Wolf.
All right, I have a motion by Supervisor Mitchell, second by Supervisor Wolf to table the ordinance. Ready for a vote?
Yep, we are now. Thank you.
Would you please vote? Board is closed. We will table the ordinance 22-0. Thank you. Our next item is Ordinance 174-0047.
Thank you. Approve electric transmission line easement to American Transmission Company, LLC, for the St. Martin's Edgewood Mequonico Rebuild Project.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 174-0047.
Second by Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you. This ordinance grants an easement to the American Transmission Company for the purpose of rebuilding transmission lines to add additional capacity and reliability. It's 2.86 acres, and it runs 32 feet wide by 4,162 feet long. It's all in the town of Vernon. It is an existing line, so there is an existing easement. However, they're adding new equipment. We're adding some language for vegetation control, and there's some additional access through county land. So hence, there is a new easement agreement here. There's no anticipated impacts to county land other than some vegetation removal, which we'd actually like done anyway. The county land was acquired by a Knowles-Nelson stewardship grant, so this still needs DNR approval. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Our next item is Ordinance 1740048.
Authorization to apply for and accept grant funds to develop a strategic plan for the Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington County Workforce Development Board.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740048.
Second by Supervisor Wood.
Thank you. This ordinance authorizes the Waukesha, Ozaukee, Washington County Workforce Development Board to apply for and accept a grant up to $9,150. The WOW board wishes to update its strategic plan, and they are eligible for grant funding from the Nonprofit Management Fund. It's a collaboration of private funders in the Metro Milwaukee area. Waukesha County is the fiscal agent for the WOW board, so therefore we must apply for the grant. This was approved unanimously at LUPE, unanimously at Finance, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Next item is Ordinance 1740049.
Authorize the acceptance of donated technical trail features for the Manuka Park Mountain Bike Trails.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740049.
Second by Supervisor Cummings.
Thank you. This ordinance allows for the acceptance of donated equipment for the Manuka Park Mountain Bike Trails. There's an organization called Metro Mountain Bikers, and they use the Manuka Trails rather extensively, and they've already partnered with us through a special use agreement to maintain the trails. And they received a donation of some equipment. These are wooden ramps and wooden curves and things like that for mountain biking that can be used in the park. The equipment is in good and safe condition, and we will modify the special use agreement that we already have to mitigate any potential liability to the county for the new equipment, and they will be doing the install of the equipment since they're far more the experts on mountain biking than we are. This was approved unanimously at LUPE, unanimously at Finance, and I urge your support.
Supervisor Wysocki, you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors. I call on a Chairman Henrich because at the Finance Committee meeting on line 29, we wanted to change the word conditions can to conditions will. Is that in this ordinance, the will?
That would be what I would recommend as an amendment if the Chair recognizes. Do you need to recognize me or?
One or the other, that you want to make the change.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a supervisor had mentioned, at Finance, I'm concerned a little bit about the potential liability, and the second word on line 29 is can. It can be mitigated, and I thought that if we change that word can to will, that would be a definite, we will actually do take definite action in the event that there's a liability concern here. And so I would make an amendment to change the wording on line 29, the second word, changed from can to will.
All right, I have a amendment by Supervisor Heinrich to change can to will on line 29 for ordinance 49. Second by Supervisor Wysocki, who brought it up.
Okay. I'm gonna have to give us a minute to add an amendment. Yep, Heinrich.
So on line 29, we'll be crossing out can, inserting will. All in favor of that amendment, please. We will now take the vote. Yeah. So you're doing that verbally. Supervisor Wolf and Schellinger. Okay. The board is closed. The amendment passes 21-1. Now we will go back to the original ordinance 049. And we will If there's no objection, we will, or not no objection, we'll now vote on it as amended. Further, any discussion? Any other discussion on 049? Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote on 49 as amended? Thank you. Board is closed. The amendment as amended passes 22-0. Next item is Ordinance 1740050.
Execute subgrantee agreements and HUD grant agreement for Community Development Block Grant and Home Investment Partnership programs for the 2020 program year.
Supervisor Zimmerman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow supervisors, I move Ordinance 1740050.
Second by Supervisor Hammett.
Thank you. This is an ordinance that we see each year, and it authorizes Waukesha County to accept and disperse grant funding from the federal government for the Community Development Block Grant, otherwise known as CDBG, and the Home Investment Partnership. The anticipated grants are in the amounts of $1,405,009 for CDBG and $1,295,030 for the Home Program. There's both a block grant board for CDBG as well as a home consortium board that determines the entities that will receive the disbursements and the disbursements amounts for the projects that those entities have applied for. Supervisor Nelson is chairman of the CDBG board, and Supervisor Wood also serves on that board. And for the Holmes Consortium, I believe Supervisor Howard and Supervisor Paulson serve on those boards. So I'd like to recognize those supervisors for their hard work on these two boards. The disbursements themselves are all detailed in the ordinance. If funding that we ultimately receive is less, then the block grant board and the home board would make the necessary adjustments. If grant funding is more, as I believe it was last year, it comes back to us for approval for that change. This was approved unanimously at Lupe, unanimously at Finance, and I urge your support.
Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to share with the county board at the Finance Committee the line with the detail, probably about two-thirds of the way down. It says TBD, to be determined. At Finance, we were told that that's for Habitat for Humanity for low-income housing. Does that agree with Chairman Zimmerman, your understanding?
That's correct.
Okay. That's correct. So I just wanted to point that out. It doesn't affect the vote, but I thought that I'd provide that information since it was provided to us. Thanks.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The ordinance passes 22-0. Next will be from the Executive Committee. And we have three appointments. If there is no objection, I will have the three appointments put together. So, Supervisor Heinrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My fellow supervisors, I move for appointment 174A013014. And 015.
Second by Supervisor Carley. Sorry.
The detail of these appointments are 013 Sean McCauley to the Airport Operations Commissions. Appointment 014 Myra Huth to the Delfield Public Library Board. And Tricia Madden to the Delfield Public Library Board. All three of the appointees were approved unanimously at Executive Committee, and I urge your support.
Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote? Board is closed. The appointments are approved 22-0. Next, we have the Health and Human Services Committee. Motion to accept the 2018 Veterans Service Annual Report. Let's see. Oh, because yeah, Supervisor Howard's not here. So, yeah, Supervisor Wallace, would you please make the motion?
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, I make a motion to accept the 2018 Veteran Service Annual Report.
I have a second by Supervisor Cummings.
Mr. Chairman, fellow supervisors, the Veteran Service Office is a very cost-effective operation of county government. 2018 budget of $320,864, of which $307,864 was from the tax levy, resulted in a return of $275,627,907. Federal and state dollars to Waukesha County veterans and their dependents. This equates to $895 returned for every levy dollar invested. So I urge your support.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, would you please vote to accept the motion? The board is closed. The report is accepted 22-0. I will accept a motion to adjourn to Tuesday, September 24th by Supervisor Wolf, second by Supervisor Widow. Please be here because that will be a very important evening. That's our budget presentation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned. 20 minutes.
I know, wasn't that good on the fly to get that amendment?